This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. About 100 immigrants arrived in Denver without warning this week. Denverite's Kevin Beatty says it's prompting the city to set up emergency accommodations for them.
City officials say at least one bus full of people arrived at a homeless shelter on Monday night. There weren't enough beds, and another space set up a few weeks ago specifically for migrants also didn't have enough space. So Denver's Office of Emergency Management set up cots in a rec center. A spokesperson for that office says they're still figuring out where the bus came from and how to help people go wherever they're headed. Kevin Beatty, Denverite.
The suspect in the deadly shooting at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado Springs is facing more than 300 charges after a court appearance Tuesday. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us they include hate crime allegations.
In Colorado, the term used is bias-motivated crimes. Anderson Lee Aldrich also faces multiple charges of first-degree murder, attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and many others. District Attorney Michael Allen is prosecuting the case.
When you file 305 counts in a case, that tells the public, this community, this state, and this nation that we are taking this case as serious as we possibly can, meaning that we are going to prosecute this case to the fullest extent of the law.
Five people were killed in the shooting on November 19th. The next court date is scheduled for late February. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Come find these stories and more at CPR.org. Thank you for joining us. It is 12:05. Coming up this hour right here, we're going to be listening to Here and Now, and we'll talk about the results of Georgia's election that happened yesterday. As for the weather in Colorado Springs, the high today is 49 degrees. It'll be a mostly sunny day with a slight chance of snow this evening. And in Denver, the high today is 53, mostly sunny.